to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Look, what the president meant to say was that since this, in the last 27 months, we've created 4.3 million private sector jobs. Not enough, but far different than the 800,000 a month we were losing.
So why didn't he say we created more jobs, but that's not enough, rather than saying the private sector is doing fine?
Charlie, he called a press conference to say, to suggest urgent actions that we should take to undergird the economy against the clouds that are rolling in from Europe. He's said repeatedly we need to do more to accelerate job creation. So I don't think there's, in the minds of most Americans, there's no confusion about this. This is the kind of thing that we do in campaigns, your community and my community. We get all excited about it. The question is what it means. Is there transcendent meaning to it in November? Will people be making judgments on this? No, they're going to judge what the president's done.
That's Obama campaign advisor David Axelrod trying to explain to Charlie Rose what the president really meant to say when he said the private sector was doing just fine. The presidential race is where we start this hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen. Thanks for joining us here. From CNN, Stephanie Cutter, who is in the Obama campaign, talks to Soledad O'Brien, also trying to explain what the president was saying.
I think the American people understand what he was saying on Friday.
That which was, over the past 27
months, we have created 4.3 million jobs in the private sector. And the thing that's dragging our economy down right now are the continued layoffs of state and local workers. We've lost tens of thousands of teachers' jobs, police officers, firefighters, and that continue layoff is actually dragging down our economy. So the president actually was speaking to the American people on Friday with a solution of the things that we can do to strengthen our economy and protect against some of the headwinds that are coming from Europe. He's had a plan before Congress for 9 months. The Republicans in Congress refused to take action on it. And it's really to get teachers back to work, to get construction workers who are out of work because of the housing bust back to work, building our roads, bridges, and highways, giving tax cuts to small businesses for hiring and to increase wages. These are the types of things that we need to do right now to move our economy, to strengthen our economy. Unfortunately, there are significant roadblocks, in, not only in Washington, but also our opponent in the presidential race.
Let's talk about his comment. And we will we'll play his ad, too, because it sounds like, I think when the president says something's fine, and then pretty much media afterwards says, well, actually not fine, the opposite of what he's just said, and then David Axelrod weighs in, you know that is going to appear in an ad. So let's play a little bit of the tech ad that Mitt Romney put together, and I'll ask you a question on the other side.
The private sector is doing fine. Where we're seeing weaknesses in our economy have to do with state and local government.
We've seen layoffs, cutbacks.
When it's all said and done, I'm making $200 a month.
I've been looking for a job for 2 years, haven't found any.
So clearly the message is the president's out of touch. If he thinks it's fine and then we show a bunch of people who are clearly economically struggling, we're showing that he's out of touch. Do you think that that is a message that works? Why not?
We'd be happy to have a debate about who is out of touch with middle-class Americans, with Mitt Romney. I think that the American people understand that the president is trying to move this country forward. He's trying to strengthen our economy. He's the only one out there with solutions of how to do that. Mitt Romney's solution of how to strengthen the economy? Fire more people. He believes that if we fire more teachers, more firefighters, more policemen, we're actually going to grow this economy. Even Governor Walker in Wisconsin this weekend disagreed with them. He said Mitt Romney learned the wrong lessons of Wisconsin. But none of this should be a surprise. He did this in Massachusetts. He did fire policemen, teachers, and firefighters. And what happened? Massachusetts plummeted to 47th out of 50 in job creation. So this shouldn't be any surprise to anybody. We've seen this before. Mitt Romney made big promises when he was running for governor of Massachusetts in 2002 with his private business sector experience, big promises to turn the economy around, and it didn't work. The state of Massachusetts plummeted to 47th out of 50. Wages went down when they were going up in the rest of the country. Jobs left that state. A quarter of a million people left that state because they couldn't find jobs. So he's promising the same solutions now. I think that the American people are going to come to the conclusion, the more they get to see Mitt Romney's record, that it didn't work in Massachusetts and it's not going to work for the country.
More from the campaign trail up next on the Countdown.
Are you struggling each month to make ends meet? Could an extra $1,000 help you out today? Would restructuring your credit card debt into a lower, more manageable payment make life easier? Well, there is hope. A national consumer advocacy network comprised of lenders and professional credit advisors is ready to help you. Just text the word FREE to 20300 for instant information on programs that can help you. Text the word FREE to 20300 right now. Message and data rates may apply.
Lori Morris doesn't go out without Bullfrog Mosquito Coast.
My son and I are mosquito magnets. And if I'm not wearing the Mosquito Coast sunscreen, I am immediately eaten alive. And so is he. We don't get sunburn when we use the Bullfrog, and we don't get bit. I always carry Bullfrog with me.
Bullfrog Mosquito Coast. New easy continuous spray. Deep-free 8-hour repellent SPF 30. The number one choice to beat the burn and the bite. Use as directed. Bullfrog on Facebook and Twitter.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free, with new Schiff Move Free Ultra.
500 new business cards. That's 500 first impressions.
At Staples, we know your business printing is important.
30 copies of a killer proposal. 30 yeses to a career-changing deal.
So Staples certified print pros make sure it's perfect.
One new store sign, thousands of new shoppers.
Great business printing can be the difference between making a sale and missing one. For a limited time, buy 200 instant business cards and get 200 free. Order in-store or at staples.com/instant. Staples Instant Printing. Get it made today. Staples. That was easy.
Allergy season is in full swing in many parts of the nation as spring sprung much earlier than usual. However, pollen may not be the only culprit behind watery eyes and sneezing fits. Few people know that cockroaches can trigger allergies and cause asthma in children. The National Pest Management Association warns that cockroach allergens in homes are the result of cockroach saliva and droppings and the decomposing bodies of these pests. Allergic reactions vary from skin rashes to congestion to asthma attacks. Since children are more sensitive to asthma attacks, and asthma is one of the leading causes of school absenteeism, it's especially important to keep homes free of cockroaches. The National Institute of Environmental Health Sciences reports that 1 in 5 children in the United States has severe sensitivities to cockroach allergens, while the AAFA, the Asthma and Allergy Foundation of America, has found that 78% to 98% of urban homes have cockroach problems. To learn more about cockroaches and pest management, or to find a local pest professional, visit www.pestworld.org.
Okay, back to the presidential race with host Jim Valanucci, talking about the big problem in Washington, both with President Obama and with Congress. It just isn't any leadership anywhere.
Now, President Bush left us in a horrible position. President Clinton, the Clinton administration, left us with a budget surpluses. Bush put us in a horrible position with the two wars and all the spending he did. And this president's made it worse. And there is no leadership. I mean, this whole thing is melting down and there's no leadership. And I'm not blaming it all on Obama. I'm blaming it mostly on Obama because he's the president. There's no leadership in the House of Representatives with Boehner. There's no leadership in the Senate with Reid and McConnell. And there's certainly no leadership in the West Wing. You're the president. You're supposed to lead. This guy in Wisconsin, this Walker guy in Wisconsin, he led. It couldn't have been easy for him doing all the things he had to do to dig Wisconsin out of a $3 billion hole. A $3 billion hole. He did it. His life has been a living hell for the past 2 years. But he did it. They're trying to run him out of office. I don't think it was easy for John Kasich in Ohio to do what he had to do to start turning that state around, but he did it. I mean, he led. And yeah, it can't be easy for the president to go on TV every night and explain to people how bad things are and here's the math and here's what we need to do to fix it. And lead and work out a deal with McConnell and Reid and Boehner. I don't think it was easy for Bill Clinton to work out deals with Newt Gingrich and Bob Dole, but he did it. Mm-hmm. He led. I mean, you are the president.
Oh, Steve Corbett talks to RNC Press Secretary Kristen Kukowski about the Romney campaign being much better organized than the Obama campaign.
I believe that the Republicans are far better organized than the Democrats, and I believe that this early in the game, the Republicans are far better organized than they ever were in 2008. What do you think about that?
Yeah, I tend to agree. And, you know, I think that we, in preparing for this general election, while Mitt Romney was in the primary, the RNC especially really tried learning from something, you know, some mistakes from 2008 and really took it upon ourselves to get ready and prepare and have a top-notch staff and organization. So I think, you know, as soon as we got our nominee in Mitt Romney, we were ready to hit the ground running. And I think that we're really seeing the results now in our organization. So I tend to agree.
Now, here's the other observation that I have, and not that I'm any great guru of politics or any expert, but I have been going to political conventions. My first one was in 1988. I went to the Democratic National Convention in Atlanta. I was at the Republican Convention in 96 in San Diego. I was in Chicago in 96. And I was always watching and always trying to figure it out. But what I'm also sensing here is I'm sensing that the Republicans seem to have, and I don't mean to stereotype, but they seem to have a hipper attitude than before. You don't seem as staid as before. And it seems like you've got some younger people in some pretty powerful positions.
Yeah, I definitely agree with that statement. I think we have really, over the last couple of cycles, added some new, very young members of Congress, some new, very young political talent at the party, and I think that we're benefiting from it. I think that that was something that in 2008 the Obama team did really, really well, and I think that we're kind of stealing a play from their playbook, and I think right now they're struggling a little bit, and they don't know what hit them. So I think we're really embracing it. The president's had a really bad week this week, and we're really doing everything that we can to capitalize on that, as fast as you can in real time. So I tend to agree.
Well, he gave you a gift when he made the statement that the private sector is doing okay.
Yeah, he did. You know, I think even yesterday there were headlines that this was President Obama's no good, very bad week, and then he decided to do a 10 a.m. press conference that just really added to it. So, yeah, he kind of gave us, well, I think he actually spoke the truth, I think, which is something we don't really hear from him, which is he said, you know, he kind of acknowledged what I think we always thought about him. He really doesn't know what the problem is with the economy. So how do you fix a problem that you don't know what it is? And he thinks that the private sector is doing just fine right now. He thinks that where we need to be adding jobs is in the government. And I think that as Republicans and Governor Romney really just fundamentally disagree with that perspective that the president really fessed up to.
When you take a look at what the state of America is in terms of the economy, I believe that Republicans and Democrats sort of agree that we need help. But where that help comes from and what form that help takes is what separates Democrats from Republicans. Now, this might sound like a simplistic question, but when you decide the difference between what a Republican is and what a Democrat is, is there any simple common trait that separates the two parties?
Well, I think that's basically what the president kind of gave us a little window view into, which is he thinks that the way to solve an economic crisis that we're in right now is to throw taxpayer dollars into government and to grow the government, to therefore he thinks that's what's going to create jobs. We Republicans, on the other hand, fundamentally disagree. We think that the money, the capital and power should be in the private sector, that's where you see job growth.
You've heard the story, no doubt, this week about the leaks from the White House, where they're coming from and what they're being used for when the countdown continues.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you had the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com.
LifeStraw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. LifeStraw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. LifeStraw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing LifeStraw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tatler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com, for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The world of talk is abuzz with these White House leaks. This is new stuff. Host Steve Scott with Congressman Peter King of New York about the information that has been leaked and the investigation. Yes, indeed, we need another investigation to get to the bottom of this.
From information about drone activity to the Stuxnet cyber virus, these leaks have really been flowing the past few weeks. Are you concerned?
I have never seen leaks. In fact, these go beyond leaks. These are disclosures of the most sensitive, classified, secret information. It's absolutely unprecedented to see the volume, the cascading of leaks that we're seeing here. These involve programs which I'm not even authorized to speak about or acknowledge that we have. These are super sensitive. And the fact that it's not just an incidental fact that's coming out or a reference. We're talking about just thousands of words coming out. And that's obviously coming from someone very close to the president, because they're talking about meetings in the Oval Office. They're talking about meetings of the National Security Council. They're giving verbatim accounts of what the president said, of what the vice president said, about what the president's closest advisor said. And it all puts the president in a very flattering light. It makes him look good. And I have no problem with our president, my president, looking good. He's the president of the United States. But you don't do it at the expense of betraying national security. And it also betrays our allies. I can tell you that these countries are very reluctant now to work with us. They're very concerned. There's absolute secrecy on these matters.
We are, of course, in the midst of a presidential campaign. Do you think this information was leaked for political gain?
I have to conclude that it's for political gain, either that or just for ego. Why else would you be leaking information? You know, the breaking of the code in World War II wasn't disclosed until 30 years later, until 30 years after the war was over, the Enigma Code. And now we have this being leaked, and it's done in such a way as to make the president look so good, to make him both warlike and humane at the same time. Unless the president can prove otherwise, we have to conclude that this is being done for political purposes, which makes it all the worse. It really does.
Here's what some of your fellow talk radio listeners have had to say about this investigation that's getting started into the leaks coming out of the White House.
I'm not surprised, Eric Holder. He's obviously very upset about Fast and Furious. Rightfully so upset that documents have been leaked. But I think the nation's upset, and I believe the families are upset that the hands of criminals without any tracking devices whatsoever and having an investigation go completely wrong, you're going to have papers leaked. But papers being leaked is not really the issue here. The issue is why Eric Holder is still sitting behind the desk.
I think Eric Holder has been a fine attorney general, and who's to say that that scam with the guns and them being going back into the hands of the people who were involved, who's to say that that wasn't a scam, a conspiracy, because it sounds like that. I think you would have to be really incompetent to allow something like that to happen. I believe personally that it was something planned, that it was a conspiracy against Eric Holder.
It is it's all a matter of trusting the president or not trusting the president. The foreign policy that Mr. President applied in the last 3 years had been excellent. He liberated Libya. He liberated Egypt without a single American person get killed. He got rid of Bin Laden. And Republicans are just looking for every excuse to try to sabotage his success. This is what it's all about. And I do trust the president. And I trust him with everything. And the Republicans, they better go get a life.
800-510-8255. Inviting your calls. So that's up next here on the countdown.
My car's a sauna. What's with this air conditioning?
You need an AC Pro.
Know any?
Yeah, you.
You got me confused with somebody else.
You're a pro with new do-it-yourself AC Pro, the 10-minute cold air solution.
But I...
You know where to find the hood?
That thing up front?
Exactly. AC Pro's easy, fast, and saves you money. You'll have your car's AC blowing cold air in minutes, guaranteed.
I did it. It's like a freezer in here.
Be a pro with new AC Pro, the 10-minute cold air solution.
Got a sweater?
Safe Light Repair, Safe Light Replace.
Ryan, technician with Safe Light Auto Glass.
So you think all auto glass companies are the same? Well, they're not. With Safe Light, you get more. Every windshield we replace is backed by a national lifetime guarantee, keeping you covered wherever you are. Plus, Safe Light has more glass in stock than anyone, so we can get to you faster. Just tell your insurance company you want Safe Light. We'll even handle the paperwork. It's easy. A quick call is all it takes. So choose Safe Light.
Today's Gold Bond Rescue Mission, working down a sweat. I'm on a construction site with Jack.
Hey, how you doing?
It's another hot day, and as always, he's in work boots.
After sweating in these for 12 hours, man, my feet itch.
That's why I'm giving Jack Gold Bond Foot Powder. The Max Strength Cooling Menthol controls odor, absorbs moisture, and relieves itching.
Wow, that's some serious cooling.
And how about those dogs? Dry and comfortable?
Extremely. Thanks, Jimmy.
Thank Gold Bond.
This stuff works.
500 new business cards. That's 500 first impressions.
At Staples, we know your business printing is important.
30 copies of a killer proposal. 30 yeses to a career-changing deal.
So Staples certified print pros make sure it's perfect.
One new store sign, thousands of new shoppers.
Great business printing can be the difference between making a sale and missing one. For a limited time, buy 200 instant business cards and get 200 free. Order in-store or at staples.com/instant. Staples Instant Printing. Get it made today. Staples. That was easy.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
In a coming apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
OnlyBatteries.com is where to turn for all your battery needs. In stock, fresh, guaranteed, fast shipping, non-rechargeable batteries, rechargeable batteries, battery chargers, custom battery packs, all brand names for all the batteries you use at home, the office, the cottage, and the car. OnlyBatteries.com. Get 25% off using coupon code 7500. Call right now, 1-800-660-7705, or visit OnlyBatteries.com. OnlyBatteries.com. That's OnlyBatteries.com.
Now at DeseretFoodStore.com, sign up for a one-month supply of delicious food for only $99 with free shipping. That's right, only $99. Gourmet restaurant-style meals with a 30-year shelf life. Packaged in heavy-duty Mylar bags for easy transport and freshness. Meals like stroganoff, lasagna, teriyaki, five-bean chili, granola pancakes, and much more. Visit DeseretFoodStore.com, spelled D-E-S-E-R-E-T, foodstore.com, or call 801-444-1444. Food for now, food for life.
37 things to hoard. Do you have the 37 crucial food items you can't survive without? When disaster hits and mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, your family may be without food or waiting in long food lines. Prepare now at 123survivalplan.com. That's 123survivalplan.com. Many people don't have these 37 food items. Learn what you need to hoard now at 123survivalplan.com. Watch the video over 1 million people have viewed to discover the 37 food items that will sell out first when disaster strikes at 123survivalplan.com.
Continue now taking your calls at 800-510-8255 as we welcome you back into the Talk Radio Countdown Show. The latest conversation has to do with what a lot of you think about these leaks that have been reported and an investigation that may get underway. Vance is in Oklahoma. He's interested in the term investigates.
Well, Richard Nixon, all he did is form a plumbers group if there were some leaks. But this president just sends the wolves right out and just starts issuing the indictments and throwing people in jail. Unbelievable. How many people on Wall Street and of all the crimes that have been committed have been prosecuted by this administration? What about John Corzine with MF Global, $1.6 billion? You know, Goldman Sachs gets off scot-free with this administration, but this is just outrageous the way that anybody who publishes anything in this so-called transparent government that this president promised is acting as if it's something on the order of Stalin or Hitler, the way he runs this government. This president is Wilsonianism on steroids.
Wilsonianism, back to World War I, 800-510-8255. So does the study do any good? You have an email to send along, you can. It's Doug@DougStefan.com. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter by just checking out the listen box. It's Tuesday, the 12th of June. There have been leaks that have been attributed to officials in the White House. Bob in Georgia thinks the Republicans are the baddies.
I want to say the Republicans would do anything. They would lie, steal, cheat. They would do anything to, I'm saying the leak coming is from Republicans. They have somebody up in position and they're releasing these lies and these leaks sort of make it look bad on the Democrats. They have done and shown that they would do anything. You have people like Sean Hannity that sit there for every night and tell lies. They don't care, just to put the idea in people's mind that this is a wicked administration. They are demons. They are Satan.
All right. So if I get you correctly, the people that are on Fox, for example, are the demons, but the people on MSNBC, they're the good guys. And listen to the vitriol in the voices of some of these people, how angry they are. I know sometimes it sounds like that with me and other folks who are far from perfect. 800-510-8255. Here's Pat in Texas with more on Republicans.
You know, I get so tired of people trying to define who this president is. The Republicans is trying to demonize President Obama. He has been one of the most competent presidents we've ever had. So far as this Fast and Furious, George W. Bush had something similar. You've heard nothing about it. They do a double standard on President Obama just because he's a minority.
Really? All right, so there's, let's see, we have class warfare, we have racial warfare, we have religious warfare. How many different kinds of war? And we're at war, obviously, with ourselves. So is the country falling apart from within? Because it's okay to have important differences and discuss them, but you can hear the anger in the voices. And I think it has started from the top. It's all about winning. That's all these people care about. So what happens to those of us who are Americans who want to see something left in the dust when all this is done? 800-510-8255. How many of you think this has something to do with the party mechanism, the party system? Don in California.
Obama's got the Democratic vote locked up, but what he needs to do to save his presidency after that terrible gaffe he made on, you know, about everything's fine and he's just showing he's out of touch, he needs to come out with a plan where he needs to save his presidency, listen to what Clinton is telling him, and get the entire Simpson-Bowles plan on the table, cut the deficit, do something, take the Republicans' offer, stop this battle where you have, I mean, pretty soon we're going to have the people, you know, when you hear these angry Democrats, it is getting scary what's going to happen. We need to do something to stop this, and the whole thing is we got to get a guy to stop campaigning. We need him to start governing. We need him to stop, you know, realizing what he said. This is one country, and the Republicans are really patriotic. When you think of these leaks that are taking place, it just shows you have a naive, incompetent person.
800-510-8255. Stop campaigning and start governing. And how does that work? You campaign the way the system is, the way the news media is. You got to be honest. They're already talking about who's going to run, never mind this time, in 4 years from now. On to that. Okay, who's next in line here? Elaine in North Carolina.
Obama is a great president. I think he's trying to be as transparent as he possibly can be. I think that everybody wants to blame him for problems that have stemmed from years ago. And as far as the leak, I'm not doubting that it didn't come from the White House, and I'm not doubting the fact that he would not handle it. Unlike George Bush, when it came to that CIA lady, he did nothing when Dick Cheney and their name came up, you know. But I think Obama will handle it. And you have to wonder sometimes, is everybody so angry with this man because he's a black man?
Yeah, you're falling into that trap. Yeah, I think there are some people in our country who don't like him because he's black. No question about that whatsoever, and that's a tragedy. Jim in South Carolina is anxious to see more info, but wonders whether those who are investigating are the ones. What's the old chicken in the hen house routine, right?
Not to take anything away from Attorney General Holt, his position, I mean, the investigation here represents self-policing, which is a very dangerous thing. I would suggest that everybody realize that self-policing, we know what history has taught us, that comes from this so-called self-policing, which is what Holder would be doing. So we need to get someone outside of the area altogether.
800-510-8255. Let's see here. Pick Janice next is, well, the leak thing. If you're wondering what this is all about, the White House is standing by Attorney General Holder's decision to appoint two U.S. attorneys to investigate all these national security leaks. White House spokesperson Jay Carney says that there is no need for a special counsel to look into the leaks. arguing these things have been consistently investigated by the Justice Department. They're very capable people, and they are at the bottom, and they can get to the bottom of this. John McCain, who has been the leading critic of all of this, says that this Justice Department can't investigate anything. So whose side are you on here? 800-510-8255. And is it all politics as usual? Janice in Massachusetts is incredulous about all of this.
I would just like to say that I believe people are being completely naive if they believe that this hasn't come from the White House, these leaks. Pretty much Kool-Aid. I mean, it's obviously the president is the only one who is going to benefit from this. The military and the people of the United States deserve to be protected from these leaks. Now, you've got this guy from the WikiLeaks, and he should be charged with treason and shot, taken out and shot. My son's in the military, and I feel for the mothers and fathers out there who worry about their children every day.
800-510-8255. The article's about this kill list governing drone attacks and other things about cyber attacks on Iranian computers appeared in the New York Times over the past couple of weeks. And this is partially what everybody is talking about. They're made, apparently, to make Mr. Obama look tough and decisive and get him a few votes. So is the investigation, are the accusations accurate? 800-510-8255. And then the president reacting to these accusations in a way that seems totally, listen to his words, quote, "The notion that my White House would purposely release classified national security information is offensive," he said. And then he turned to David Axelrod to go to the Sunday talk shows and try to apologize for him, and he came across very badly. 800-510-8255. What say you, what think you about these? As we continue, we'll take some more calls here on today's Talk Radio Countdown.
Lori Morris doesn't go out without Bullfrog Mosquito Coast.
My son and I are mosquito magnets, and if I'm not wearing the Mosquito Coast sunscreen, I am immediately eaten alive, and so is he. We don't get sunburn when we use the Bullfrog, and we don't get bit. I always carry Bullfrog with me.
Bullfrog Mosquito Coast, new easy continuous spray, deep-free 8-hour repellent, SPF 30, the number one choice to beat the burn and the bite. Use as directed. Bullfrog on Facebook and Twitter.
Tummy troubles? Digestive Advantage can help. It supports your digestive health now and later. Here's how it works. First, a drug-free ingredient immediately begins to target your specific digestive needs. Then, with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Choose the Digestive Advantage dual-action formula that targets your digestive needs. Gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff.
500 new business cards. That's 500 first impressions.
At Staples, we know your business printing is important.
30 copies of a killer proposal. 30 yeses to a career-changing deal.
So Staples certified print pros make sure it's perfect.
One new store sign, thousands of new shoppers.
Great business printing can be the difference between making a sale and missing one. For a limited time, buy 200 instant business cards and get 200 free. Order in-store or at staples.com/instant. Staples Instant Printing. Get it made today. Staples. That was easy.
Important medical alert for users of antidepressant prescription drugs. If you or a loved one use certain antidepressant prescription drugs before or during pregnancy, including Zoloft, Depakote, Paxil, Prozac, Wellbutrin, Lexapro, Celexa, or Effexor, and have a child born with a birth defect such as cleft lip, cleft palate, club foot, or other heart, lung, and cranial defects, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation and future medical expenses for your child's condition. Call 800-457-1584 now. If you or a loved one use certain antidepressant antidepressant prescription drugs before or during pregnancy and have a child born with a birth defect. Time is limited to file a claim. Act now. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call 800-457-1584. That's 800-457-1584. The call and consultation are free. 800-457-1584.
This is an advertisement, not valid in all states. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. iLawsuit.com is an advertising group that represents lawyers advertising their services and is a pre-matching service for consumers. It is not a law firm or lawyer referral service.
Erica doesn't know what to get her tech-savvy husband for Father's Day, so I called her.
Hello, this is Erica.
Hey, this is Earl from the Walmart commercials.
Hi, how are you?
So what kind of phone does your husband have?
A little flip phone.
Does it embarrass you?
Of course it does.
So did you know that Walmart has a wireless center with the latest phones and some great plans?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, Walmart's got the Samsung Galaxy S2 Skyrocket from AT&T and the Samsung Galaxy S Blaze from T-Mobile. Both are amazing.
Wow.
Would this make up for all the bad ties?
Definitely.
Now see for yourself at the Walmart Wireless Center.
Participants were compensated for their time.
Ernie, I know you're our worst player, but I want you to win this thing.
How, Coach? I've been riding the bench watching Netflix on my tablet all season.
By running the play that would never work if this were a real game.
Sorry, all I know is that Netflix lets me instantly watch as many TV episodes and movies as I want.
Listen, son, when you get the ball, just chuck it. You're going.
Instantly watch thousands of TV episodes and movies on all kinds of devices for only $8 a month with Netflix. Start your free trial today. See terms of use.
800-510-8255. We're talking about the administration policing itself. Last week at a Capitol Hill news conference, the Republican and Democratic leaders of both House and Senate pledged to work together to draft legislation tightening up the law on disclosures of classified information. They are not necessarily criminal acts, but there is an arsenal of criminal charges the prosecutors could bring to bear. Whether or not these guys can police themselves or not, 800-510-8255, I guess that remains to be seen. Chad in Boonesboro, Virginia, you're on the countdown. Go ahead, sir.
Hey, what's going on, Doug? I just wanted to address a couple issues. The first one has to do with the leaks. I mean, I've never seen anything like this. I mean, if this was a ship, the amount of leaking that's going on here, they would have called out and dropped the lifeboats a while ago. There's no saving this ship. I mean, we've lost so many of our intelligence, operatives out there in the field that are, foreign nationals. Why would you want to come to a place where you're guaranteed that your name's going to get put out there, And, the second thing is, I mean, about some of the Obama supporters, and I know that people get extreme on the right and the left. I mean, I'm no Republican. I'm an independent, but I mean, some of the stuff that people are calling with, I mean, it's not based in fact at all. I mean, it's all hearsay. I mean,
how much of what you're presenting here is based on fact versus your own opinions politically?
Oh, well, you got to look at numbers. I voted for Bush twice, and I criticized him heavily on a lot of stuff. But it seems like with a lot of the Obama supporters, he can do no wrong. It's always a Republican saying.
I think you heard plenty of that from the Bush supporters, too. All right, sir, thank you. David, go ahead. You're on the countdown now.
Hi, Doug. I don't think this is a difference between Republican and Democrat in this regard. I think Obama's a very smart man, but he is not an experienced leader. He's not really qualified to be doing the job that he's doing. So he's putting people in place to do the job, and essentially what's happening here is that the people below him are incompetent. And I think he's in way over his head in this regard.
Well, there are a lot of people, that's an interesting point of view, and maybe the key to this story. Thanks for the call. 800-510-8255. Do you want answers? Remember that line from A Few Good Men, Jack Nicholson, you can't handle the answer? The White House is, truth, the whole truth and nothing but the truth. Here's Arlene in Oregon.
I've been watching the Attorney General during the Fast and Furious hearings, and he doesn't seem to be too forthcoming. It's amazing how this man, who obviously is very intelligent, can, just not understand the question, him and Haw, and take forever to get. Both he and Obama have a tendency to take forever in answering a question or, reinvent the wheel for you. It's like, I understand where you're at, Mr. President. Just tell me what you're going to do. And instead, during a press conference, you get, if you're lucky, 3-4 questions.
You want answers? I want the truth. You can't handle the truth. That's it. Okay. From
Jack Nicholson and Tom Cruise going back and forth at each other and a few good men. All right, so that's, I think, quite enough on that. Let's get back in a few minutes to the latest discussion on that recall in Wisconsin. Lots of people still talking about that, and we'll get to it. 800-510-8255 at 51 after on the countdown.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details and your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com, utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain. Not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. PlantSkid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI listed organic and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use PlantSkid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at PlantSkid.com. That's PlantSkyd.com. Ask about our new vole repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. PlantSkid. Proven plant protection. Guaranteed or your money back.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
And this is sort of program is in a constant state of flux, moving on to other conversations. The results of the Wisconsin election a week ago is now the governor of Wisconsin a national leader. Did you vote for him if you're in Wisconsin? 800-510-8255. The results of the election have been the discussion topic for lots of people, including host Dave Debo, who talks here to political analyst Bruce Beitzke about the recall election last week.
Does the Walker recall rebuff have coattails?
I think it's too soon to tell. Because this is happening in June and most people aren't even tuning into the presidential election until, I would say, at least Labor Day, it's hard to say if this story is going to have any legs. It does make some statements about labor and, you know, politicians who are true to what they say when they run for office. So there may be some implications down the road. But I think really what's going to determine this presidential campaign is both Obama and Romney getting their messages out.
All right. Tell me more about the issues you think it does raise, if it resonates. And I heard your asterisk there. If it resonates, how does it resonate?
Well, I think it'll always go back to the economy, and I think that people like to put the blame on unions for just about anything. But I think what we will have here in terms of some repercussion is that people have to compromise. And I've always looked at unions as being a relationship between labor and management. And, you know, the unions are going to have to decide, look, we're part of this economy. We're going to have to compromise.
I know a lot of unions that have already compromised, but the American people want this economy to start rolling, and if the unions can do anything to help, that could be a theme in the campaign.
You're buying that? 800-510-8255. A lot of people have said over the past week they think that the Tea Party was at play here. How many of you think that that's the case? The Tea Party had an impact on this, as the Tea Party is notably, if you will, anti-union. Becky is in Maryland with a focus on the Tea Party.
I believe that the basics behind the Tea Party were about smaller government. I'm not an active member of the Tea Party, but I do support it. We want smaller government, and we want our officials, the people that we vote for, we want them to be held accountable for the votes that they make. And when you have Senator Lugar not even living in the state that he's supposed to be representing for 30 years, it just, the two don't mesh. I see a change happening in this country, and I'm not sure which way we're going to go. Are we going to go more towards the European model, where government takes care of you from cradle to grave, or are we going to go back to our roots, where if you worked hard, anyone could become successful in this country?
800-510-8255. It's interesting. I'd forgotten about Dick Lugar in Indiana, who lost because of the Tea Party. So that was them at work to get somebody out, and the Tea Party in Wisconsin to keep somebody in. Aaron in Oklahoma on the Tea Party.
I was a Republican when I first voted, and I voted for Nixon over Kennedy. But I want to say this about the New Republican Party. They became Republicans after 64 and 65, and now they're rhinos, Republicans in name only. They're still the same from the Tea Party side. They're still the same Dixiecrats, a blue dog, yellow dog, Dixiecrats. And the thing is that where is the ability to work with other people? They're so strident in what they do.
All right, let's get the rap from Roger in New York.
I really, honestly, really kind of believed in the Tea Party when it started. Something more than the norm in this country. And something needs to be shaken up, because this is ridiculous. The special interests and everything like that have just, made it gridlock. It really has, and there's really nothing to be done with it. But I don't know. It's turning into kind of a nightmare, the Tea Party, and, it balanced it out to the Occupy on the other side. Everyone's banging their heads against each other, trying to figure out the next way to go. And it's not forward thinking at all.
All right, that's.